Waking Up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
There's a big event happening in town.
Yes, it's all about the NHL draft. And they're holding a lot of the events at Park. So I was by there yesterday. And while I was there, I would see all these people coming by with these like huge bags. And I was like, are you going to be rich in the future? Are you going to be rich in the future?
Should I be nice to you?
Yeah. Can you smile? Let me see. Do you have your teeth? Do you have your...
do you have your now you do.
Yeah. And I keep like looking. I was like, oh, that's a future mom of somebody who's going to be rich.
Well, I mean, there's a lot on the line. And the NHL draft being held in Vancouver for the first time since 2006. John Jang from the Playbook on Sportsnet 650, our brother station. Why is this a big deal for those of us who are not huge hockey fans?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's an event that moves around every year from team to team and city to city. And it represents, first of all, your organization, an opportunity to showcase to the rest of the league how great our city is, how great our arena is, how great our staff is in accommodating this kind of event. And then second, it's also just really exciting because this is when all the new, fresh batch of young players aged 17, 18, 19 get to make their introduction to the NHL. They will get picked by some of the various teams. And it's just an opportunity for, you know, a lot of fan bases to get excited about this crop of young players that they've been watching and scouting and poring over for the past couple of years.
I've watched the draft before, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think it's like basically somebody's name gets called out. They have no idea where they're going to be going. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it'll be like, John Jang, you have been signed to the Vancouver Canucks. And then you're wearing your suit. You come onto the stage. There's a hat waiting for you or a jersey. You put it on. But what happens if you don't want to go to that team? Is it just like a blind date that you all of a sudden you have to say yes to?
Or like the Army where you get literally drafted and you're like, you have no choice. Yeah. You know, you're going to get, you're going to go.
Exactly. It's kind of like what Kevin is saying. You don't really have a choice, but you do get picked by a hockey team. And generally speaking, you know, these guys are just so amped up to make the NHL and to get drafted to the league that they don't worry too much about the team that they're going to. Although in the past, there have been cases where a, you know, really exciting young hockey player will actually say in public, I do not want to go and play for a so-and-so team. So Eric Lindros back in the day told the Quebec Nordiques, hey, don't draft me first overall because I'm not going to play for your team. I don't want to play in Quebec. I've got no interest.
Wow.
What did Quebec do? They ended up picking him anyway regardless, and then they ended up trading him before he ever played a game for them. So
yeah,
it can happen. It's just a rarity.
So John Jang joining us from Park Hotel. You're rubbing shoulders with a lot of the big wigs, the athletes, the up-and-comers, the team representatives as well. Big question, have you met Gritty?
Oh my God, is Gritty in town?
You know what? I haven't seen him yet. I got to be honest with you guys. I'm actually not the biggest Gritty fan. I know. It's very unpopular for me to say that.
He's going to sit on you.
I know. I'm probably... You know what? The reason I haven't seen him is probably because I'm avoiding. I'm totally hiding from this monstrosity that children somehow... Like, I thought children would hate him because he looks terrifying.
But, no, he's like a giant Cheeto.
Yeah, giant Cheeto. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, actually.
I'm up and on drugs. That's how I like to look at Gritty.
I love him. And you obviously follow him on Twitter, right? He's hilarious.
Well, I see his tweets come up every now and then. I don't follow him.
All right, well, tell him we said hi.
Kiss Radio.
With Kevin and Sonia.